Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia, here each week to talk about the motley world of money and investing. On today's show, Lee Eisenberg, author of The Number, a completely different way to think about the rest of your life, your phone calls, and an encore presentation of our interview with music legend Loretta Lynn, one of my favorite Fool Radio interviews. But we begin by talking about one of the big stories of this week, and that would be Howard Stern's debut at Sirius Satellite Radio, which also carries this show. I should note that I've recommended shares of XM Satellite Radio in one of our Motley Fool newsletters, largely predicated on the fact that XM has more customers and a lower valuation. XM has more than 6 million subscribers, almost twice as many subscribers as Sirius, but Sirius sports the larger market cap. Sirius is valued at around $8.5 billion, XM around $6.5 billion. So Howard Stern is up and running on satellite radio, but the big question for investors will remain, was signing Howard Stern a good move for Sirius? It's a question we did ask XM Satellite CEO Hugh Panero in April of last year.
I don't know if it's a good move for Sirius. It's clearly a very good move for Howard Stern. And, you know, he's a smart guy, and he's obviously, done a deal that's very good for him. And I think that there will be a number of subscribers who are some of his hardcore fans who will subscribe to listen to him in that environment. Whether it's a good business deal, I think time is going to tell. It's a lot of money. I had also spoken to Howard and some of his people, and you know, there was some interest in us doing some sort of a deal with him, but I never, ever contemplated a deal of that magnitude. And that's more money than people like Oprah Winfrey make. That's more money than some of the biggest stars that exist. And it's, you know, it's quite a gamble, but, you know, it was clearly a very good business deal for Howard Stern.
Well, I would assume, Hugh Panero, you might even be quite happy with the deal on two counts. If you think they overpaid, that's bad for your competitor. But second, it seems as if it was sort of a, hey, our technology is coming of age, there is this kind of money in it deal. Do you agree?
Well, I mean, the deal, when it was announced, obviously catapulted the awareness of satellite radio just because it got a lot of press. Awareness and favorability are two different things, you know. So, you know, Howard is like one of the more talented people in the radio business just by virtue of his longevity and the amount of money he's made. But he actually is a very polarizing figure who, you know, has made his money by focusing on markets where his voice is more acceptable. As he becomes more broader based, the number of people that like him and dislike him, you know, changes dramatically. But he's a talented guy, and you know, he's obviously going to be making a whole bunch of money for himself. But whether, again, when you do these deals at the end of the day, the issue is that, you know, will there be a return on that investment? And time will tell. We that wasn't an investment that we wanted to make at that magnitude.
So there you have it. XM versus Sirius. We'll keep an eye on it.